I'm always challenged and encouraged by the message that he brings. So, this morning, here you go.
Hello, Andrew. Good to see you. Hey, good to see you this morning. All right, come on alive, all right. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Everyone I've met so far, they said, oh my goodness, you look so good. I don't know what they were expecting me to look like. I have no idea what you expect me to look like. But anyway, it's good to be here. It's good to see you. And just about every day I pray for the church here in Trail. And all these faces come before me. And I just begin to pray and call out to God for the city of Trail, or the town of Trail, whatever it is. But it's amazing. The Lord is good. Back 3 or 4 years ago, you all know that I had to have surgery here at the hospital, and God brought me through that. It was amazing. Our God, hallelujah. And when the doctor came in after the surgery, he said, Carl, he was just shaking his head. Remember I told you that? He was shaking his head and he said, I don't know about you, but usually we check you in to ICU and you check out, meaning, what? No. Yeah. And I still remember that day when he came in. And I lifted my hands towards heaven and I said, thank you, God. And I looked at him and I said, thank you, doctor. Amazing. And he sat down in my bed and he cried. But God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He is all powerful, almighty, all sufficient, all wonderful. And I thank God for my daughter and son-in-law and grandkids. And we picked up 3 extras on the way here. 6 grandkids. What are you going to do? You wonder why we're so good looking? Well, get 6 grandkids in your life and you'll find out. They keep you running. Yeah. The Lord is good. Praise God. And I just want to share this morning on the power of encouragement. And when I'm with my grandkids, they usually want me to take them somewhere, to the park or to wherever, or a play area or swings or whatever. And then they get there and they say, well, Poppy, I need your help. Come on, can you get the swing going? And I look at them and I say, come on, you can do it. And they sort of always want you to get them off the ground. I said, listen, you can do it. Come on. And finally, I hear them yelling, Poppy, I can do it. Yes. And my grandson, Easton, in Hamilton, and I hear him with his guitar. He's 7 years old, and man, he is going to come alive. And I say to him all the time, I say, Easton, man, you can do that. And he sits down, and he begins playing me the song of worship to King Jesus. And wow, it just, and I looked at him and I said, man, you can do it, hey? And he said, oh yes, I can do it. Hallelujah. We face so many challenges at every turn in our lives. And it's important for us to have people in our lives that will get behind us to tell us we can do it. Hallelujah. And 6 o'clock this morning, before 6 o'clock this morning, I heard my phone out in the kitchen going off, and it was my 98-year-old plus brother in Hamilton, brother in the Lord, that is, and he's a whiz at texting, and he texts me all the time, and of course, he knew that I was going to be in Trail today, and I said, you better pray for me, and here's what he says this morning. He says, I'm praying for you. May the Lord Jesus bless you while you serve him over there in a mighty way. You are so far away from Hamilton, yet we are connected. He's going on 99, and I tell you, you need a 99-year-old man or woman behind you, encouraging you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So there it is. We all need somebody who is there encouraging us. What do people need when they are struggling? Number one, encouragement. What do people need when they need to be challenged to do something that may seem out of the normal range of ability? They need encouragement. William Arthur Ward said this, flatter me, and I may not believe you. Criticize me, and I may not like you. Ignore me, and I may not forgive you. Encourage me, and I will never forget you. My life and your life is full of people who have taken time to encourage us along life's journey. Hebrews 10, 23 to 25 says this, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, And let us not neglect our meeting together, so as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now, the day of his return is drawing near. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says this, so encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. And I Googled encourage. I looked it up, I don't know how many times, the past couple of days. And every time I Google encourage, do you know what it says? It says, to come alongside of and help. To come alongside of and help. And an important part of encouragement is that another person willingly steps up and comes alongside of you. And if ever was a day when you and I need somebody to come alongside of us to encourage us, it's today. Because the enemy is out to rob, kill, and to destroy. And Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But the robber is there and he hates you so much that he wouldn't want to encourage you. He would want to discourage you. And this morning, I'm here to tell you that God is for you. And he wants to help you. And to encourage means that we have a positive attitude. If we are going to encourage other, we must maintain a positive attitude. You look for the best in people. And extend grace to the worst. That's what Jesus. And to encourage, we instill faith in others. We must encourage or inspire others. People will do great things if they know people believe in them. I've seen that happen. We had a man phone the church. He drives by the church every day. And every day we pray at the church. And we pray for all our neighbors, all the people that are driving by. And this one morning, the receptionist came to my door and said, there's Marcello on the phone and he wants to talk to somebody here at the church. And so I said, okay, I will talk to Marcello. And Marcello, I was talking to him and he said, can I come by? I drove by the church. And there is such darkness in my life, I need to come by. And we had never met Marcello. And I said, well, come on in. And he said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Oh, wow. And he comes to the church. We meet him. I meet up with him. And he comes in my office. And he says, I'm the owner of the car dealership up on Upper James in Hamilton. But he said, I drive by this church every day. And he said, I got to work And he said, someone spoke to me that I need to get rid of the darkness in my life. And that man opened his heart to God that morning and accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. And he said, wow. He said, the darkness has gone. He said, I've been struggling with such pain and darkness. And he said, it is gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've been encouraging him. And we encouraged him. And here now, he and his wife are, they don't sit in the back. Like, they are not afraid. They come right up front. And there they are, Sunday morning, worshiping God and praising God. And there they are, weeping. And we've encouraged him. And we've gone by his business and prayed for him. I tell you, the day right now, somebody needs to be encouraged in this place. They feel that God doesn't care and God doesn't understand. But I'm telling you here to tell you the truth that God loves you, God cares for you, and he knows all about you. Hallelujah. Amen. Give him praise in this place, will you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And why do we encourage people? Why? To keep the faint-hearted from quitting. Don't give up. Don't give up. Acts chapter 11, 22 to 24. When the church at Jerusalem heard what had happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And when he arrived and saw this evidence of God's blessing, he was filled with joy. And he encouraged the people to stay true to the Lord. Wow. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost, and strong in faith. And many people were touched by his testimony, his encouragement, and God bless the work. This morning, I need to encourage you to be strong in the Lord your God. As God said to Joshua, be strong, be of good courage. Do not look to the right nor to the left, but look to me. I will be your strength. I will be your victory. I will be you. Hallelujah. I be with you. I will not fail you. And God is saying to you this morning, he will not fail you. He hasn't given up on you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And encouragement always draws the potential out of others. You can do it. You can do it. Gary, you can do it. Oh, there's a couple Garys in here. That's all right. You can do it. All right. Bruce, you can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. The enemy would like you to just give up and quit. But hear me this morning. Don't give up. Hallelujah. I bless my kids all the time. I thank God for them. And I say, they're going to do greater things than I could ever dream or ever imagine. And my grandkids are going to go beyond them and do greater things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I tell you, it takes a fight. You don't give up, but you fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to encouragement will always help people to see God in the tough times. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 12 to 15. This was Nehemiah rebuilding the walls, and you perhaps know the story, right? And there were the enemies coming up and sneaking up on them and saying, ha, 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 the wall is not going to stand, and you can't do anything, and what's the use? And you might as well give up. There's no sense fighting. Nehemiah, chapter 4. Then the Jews who lived near the enemy came and told us again and again, they will come from all directions and attack us. So I placed armed guards behind the lowest parts of the wall in the exposed areas. I stationed people to stand guard by families armed with swords, spears, and bows. Then I looked over the situation. I called together the leaders and the people and said to them, go home. We're finished. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? No. Do you know what it says? It says, don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. Hear me this morning. Remember the Lord who is great and glorious. And fight for your friends, your families, and your homes. And when the enemies heard that we knew their plans, that God had frustrated them, we all returned to our work on the wall. And Nehemiah 6, 15 and 16. So on October the 2nd, the wall was finally finished. Just 52 days after we had begun, and when our enemies and surrounding nations heard about it, they were frightened and humiliated. They realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. And this morning, I need to tell you this, that you need to fight. You need to fight for families. You need to fight for marriages. You need to fight for your friends. You need to fight for your neighbors. You need to believe God that God is going to give a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Do you agree with me this morning? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A breakthrough of power. Hallelujah. Through the enemy. The enemy is out to kill and destroy. But Jesus this morning, do you need a breakthrough in some area? Do you need a breakthrough in your marriage, in your family, your relatives? Do you need a breakthrough this morning in the name of Jesus? I believe that God is able to do abundantly above that which we could ask or even think this morning. But the enemy would like you to give up and give in. But this morning, I am challenging you to rise up and fight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God will give us the victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Him. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy would like you to say, well, it's no use. It's no use, but hear me this morning. God says, I know the plans I have for you, saith God, to give you a hope, to give you a future. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus this morning, the enemy would like to take every hope away from you, every bit of hope, everything, and make you feel like you're useless and worthless. But I tell you this morning, you are more than a conqueror in him who loved you this morning, himself for you. Hallelujah. So I'm challenging you this morning. I'm here to encourage you. Don't give up, but stand up and begin to fight and say, Satan, you liar, you are not having anything over my home, over my family, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you believe with me this morning? Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We should always be trying to help make others have a strong faith. We need to make sure that we are investing ourselves in other people in order to help them. Come alongside and say, Pastor Sean, I believe that God is up to something great. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? That he's up to something bigger than you can ever imagine. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to begin, if we see someone struggling, don't say those poor things. They deserve it. You stinking. That's a lie from the enemy. Right? You go right up alongside of them. And you say, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I know what you're going through, but we're going to go through this together. Come on. We're for each other, with each other. God has not called us to be an island unto ourselves, but he's called the church to be the church. And to stand up in this hour and begin to say, our God, our God, our God, our God, hallelujah, is all powerful and almighty and all sufficient in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And listen to this. No weapon formed against you will prosper. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. My whole purpose is to encourage you. Do not give up on the brink of a miracle. God is still on his throne. We need, God wants to strengthen this church. He wants to strengthen it, to make it a place of rescue, of healing, of deliverance in the name of Jesus. We need each other, and a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. We need to do all we can to strengthen the church family, to strengthen each other. Why don't you call a prayer meeting in this place and just begin to pray, God, strengthen your church. Strengthen your people. Strengthen them. Spirit of the Lord God, a fresh wind of your spirit blow into this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And people driving by will begin coming into the place and saying, God spoke to me as I was driving by, and I need God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do you think the name Gateway is on there? It's a gateway into His presence, His love, His forgiveness, His healing, His deliverance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I know I've gone over time. Will you forgive me? It's a wonder they haven't pressed the button here to let me down. But anyway, it's all right. Hebrews 10:24-25. We must also consider how to encourage each other to show love and to do good things. We should not stop gathering together with others. In the name of Jesus. Church, we can do it. Come on, say it. We can do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand with me, please. Carson, come on up, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of the Lord God, would you close your eyes, please? Bow your heads. You're here this morning, and you need a breakthrough. You need God to break through. He's the God of the breakthrough. I want to encourage you today, and I want to pray for you. And you're here and you want a breakthrough in your family, in your life. There may be something you don't know what's going to happen or anything else. But you're here. Maybe you're here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior. But today is the day you can open your heart to Him and ask Him to come into your heart and into your life. Why don't we do that just now? Say, thank you, Jesus. Pray it all together. Come on. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me and for dying for me on the cross. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and life today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me new hope. Come on, say it. New life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give Him praise for somebody here this morning. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're here this morning and you need a breakthrough now, I'm going to ask you to step out of your seat and come on up. You could sing a song if you want, Carson.